Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Legacy Church Bible in a Year podcast. It is a true honor and privilege to be able to go through Scripture together. Before we begin today, let's just say a short prayer to focus our hearts and minds towards the Lord. Father, we ask you today to open our ears to hear all that you want to speak to us and open our eyes to see all that you want to reveal to us. We know that there is life-giving, transforming power in Scripture, so we surrender to your Holy Spirit now as we listen to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Numbers chapter 33. These are the stages of the people of Israel when they went out to the land of Egypt by their companies under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. Moses wrote down their starting places, stage by stage, by command of the Lord, and these are their stages according to their starting places. They set out from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month. On the day after the Passover, the people of Israel went out triumphantly in the sight of all the Egyptians, while the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had struck down among them. On their gods also the Lord executed judgment. So the people of Israel set out from Ramses and camped at Succoth. And they set out from Succoth and encamped at Etham, which is on the edge of the wilderness. And they set out from Etham and turned back to Pirath, which was east of Baal Zephon. And they camped before Migdal. And they set out from before Heroth and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness. And they went a 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham and camped at Marah. And they set out from Marah and came to Elim. At Elim there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they camped there. And they set out from Elim and camped by the Red Sea. And they set out from the Red Sea and camped in the wilderness of Sin. And they set out from the wilderness of Sin and camped at Dophkah. And they set out from Dophkah and camped at Alush. And they set out from Alush and camped at Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. And they set out from Rephidim and camped the wilderness of Sinai. And they set out from the wilderness of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hatava. And they set out from Kibroth Hatava and camped at Hazeroth. And they set out from Hazeroth and camped at Rithmah. And they set out from Rithmah and camped at Ramon Perez. And they set out from Ramon Perez and camped at Libna. And they set out from Libna and camped at Risa. And they set out from Risa and camped at Kelath. And they set out from Kelath and camped at Mount Shephur. And they set out from Mount Shephur and camped at Harda. And they set out from Harda and camped at Makaloth. And they set out from Makaloth and camped at Tahath. And they set out from Tahath and camped at Terah. And they set out from Terah and camped at Mithkah. And they set out from Mithkah and camped at Hashmona. And they set out from Hashmona and camped at Maseroth. And they set out from Maseroth and camped at Benjakan. And they set out from Benjakan and camped at Hor Haggidad. And they set out from Hor Haggidad and camped at Jobatha. And they set out from Jobatha and camped at Abranah. And they set out from Abranah and camped at Ezon Geber. And they set out from Ezon Geber and camped in the wilderness of Zin, that is Kadesh. And they set out from Kadesh and camped at Mount Hor, and on the edge of the land of Edom. And Aaron the priest went up from Mount Hor at the command of the Lord, and died there. In the 40th year after the people of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, on the first day of the fifth month. And Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. And the Canaanite, the king of Arad, who lived in Negeb, in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the people of Israel. And they set out from Mount Hor and camped at Zalmanah. And they set out from Zalmanah and camped at Punan. And they set out from Punan and camped at Oboth. And they set out from Oboth and camped at Lai Abarim, in the territory of Moab. And they set out from Laim and camped at Dibon Gad. And they set out from Dibon Gad and camped at Almon Diblathem. And they set out from Almon Diblathem and camped at the mountains of Ebriam before Nebo. And they set out from the mountains of Ebriam and camped the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. And they camped by the Jordan from Beth Jeshimoth as far as Abel Shittim in the plains of Moab. And the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, When you pass over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you and destroy all their figured stones and destroy all their metal images and demolish all their high places. And you shall take possession of the land and settle in it, for I have given the land to you to possess it. You shall inherit the land by lot according to your clans. To a large tribe you shall give a large inheritance, and to a small tribe you shall give a small inheritance. Wherever the lot falls for anyone, that shall be his. According to the tribes of your fathers you shall inherit. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then those of them whom you let remain shall be as barbs in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they shall trouble you in the land where you dwell. And I will do to you as I thought to do to them. Numbers chapter 34. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the people of Israel, and say to them, When you enter the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall to you for an inheritance, the land of Canaan as defined by its borders. Your south side shall be from the wilderness of Zin alongside Edom, and your southern border shall run from the end of the Salt Sea on the east. And your borders shall turn south of the ascent of Akrabim across to Zin, and its limits shall be south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it shall go on to Hazer Adar, and pass along to the Asmon. And the border shall turn from the Asmon to the brook of Egypt, and its limits shall be at the sea. For the western border you shall have the great sea and its coast. This shall be your western border. This shall be your northern border. From the great sea you shall draw a line to Mount Hor. From Mount Hor you shall draw a line to Lebo Hamath, and the limit of the border shall be at Zedad. Then the border shall extend to Ziphron, and its limit shall be Hazar Enan. This shall be your northern border. You shall draw a line for your eastern border from Hazar Enan to Shepham, and the border shall go down from Shepham to Riblah on the east side of Ain, and in the border shall go down to reach to the shoulder of the sea of Chinnereth on the east, and the border shall go down to the Jordan, and its limit shall be at the Salt Sea. This shall be your land as defined by its borders all around. Moses commanded the people of Israel, saying, This is the land you shall inherit by lot, which the Lord has commanded to give to the nine tribes and to the half-tribe, for the tribe of the people of Reuben by father's house, and the tribe of the people of Gad by their father's house, have received their inheritance, and also the half-tribe of Manasseh. The two tribes and the half-tribe have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan, east of Jericho, towards the sunrise. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, These are the names of the men who shall divide the land to you for inheritance, Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun. You shall take one chief from every tribe and divide the land for inheritance. These are the names of the men. Of the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. And of the tribe of the people of Simeon, Shemuel, the son of Amed. And the tribe of Benjamin, Eliad, the son of Chislon. And of the tribe of the people of Dan, a chief, Bukai, the son of Joglai. Of the people of Joseph, of the tribe of the people of Manasseh, a chief, Hanil, son of Ephod. And of the tribe of the people of Ephraim, a chief, Kamul, the son of Shaphat. Of the tribe of the people of Zebulun, a chief, Eliphon, the son of Panark. Of the tribe of the people of Issachar, a chief, Palatiel, the son of Azan. And of the tribe of the people of Asher, a chief, Ehud, the son of Shalomi. And of the people of Naphtali, a chief, Padel, the son of Ammihud. These are the men of whom the Lord commanded to divide the inheritance for the people of Israel in the land of Canaan.
Well, thank you for joining us today on our Bible in a Year audio podcast. I want to encourage you to take what you've heard today and apply it into your life, to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. Remember, we are called to be disciples, not just converts. So we pray like Jesus prayed, Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That means if God's kingdom comes, then the enemy's kingdom has to go. So let's take what we've heard and what we've learned and go be a light in this dark world. God bless, and we'll see you again tomorrow.